This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. You've heard, of course, of Silicon Valley, and there's the Silicon Alley startup scene in New York. How about Silicon Prairie? One of the guys who started Square, the mobile payment company, wants the Midwest to be the next hot place for tech talent. He grew up there and has started an apprenticeship program for developers. From St. Louis Public Radio, Tim Lloyd has our story.
A sudden blast of heat hits my face as Jim McKelvey opens the door to a 2,000-degree glass furnace. He sticks a metal pole inside and pulls out a bright yellow ball of molten glass.
Glass is just beautiful today.
What do you think it might be?
Well, I like making bowls. So this will probably be a bowl.
McKelvey founded the mobile payment company Square 4 years ago with fellow St. Louis native Jack Dorsey. Since then, he hasn't had a whole lot of time to spend in the glass studio he built in an abandoned building. He says Square would have had a natural home here in St. Louis, but they couldn't find the programmers they needed to grow. So the company ended up being headquartered in San Francisco. To keep that from happening again, McKelvey is dusting off an old-school training model, apprenticeships. And he's giving the idea a test run with his new nonprofit, LaunchCode.
I learned to glow glass as an apprentice. LaunchCode uses sort of an apprentice model. We take people who have the basic skills, then we put them in companies and they're paired up with an expert.
LaunchCode is placing applicants at 100 companies, including local heavyweights, Monsanto and Enterprise Rent-A-Car. The apprentices, if you will, only get $15 an hour. And McKelvey says if an applicant has the chops, everyone's willing to overlook a weak resume.
The best artists that I work with are self-taught. The best programmers I work with are self-taught.
To get an idea of what LaunchCode looks like in practice, just head up these creaky steps in a rehabbed garment wholesale building in downtown St. Louis. At the top, you'll find the offices of PushUp Social. Keegan Myers is one of the project's first placements at this social media startup. Even though he's only 20 years old, Myers has been goofing around with basic web programming for years.
Without LaunchCode, I would probably be working some dead-end job, you know, so that I have a little bit of money to find some way to better myself.
LaunchCode works by pairing up two programmers looking at the same code. Brad Urani is PushUp Social's chief software architect. He says the experienced programmer gets lots of questions, and he's totally cool with that.
The more questions are better because it leads to optimizing the way things work.
When I heard about it, I was like, this is a no-brainer.
Ed Domain runs techly.com and covers the startup scenes popping up in the Midwest. He says even if a tech upstart gets some cash, in the middle of the country, it can be slim pickings when it comes to programming talent. With that in mind, LaunchCode's model could solve a big problem for companies on the so-called Silicon Prairie.
They can stay home and they can be the next great success story for their town.
Back at Jim McKelvey's studio, a couple of glass blowers are recreating the body of a 100-year-old lamp. If LaunchCode works the way he thinks it will, McKelvey is confident he can transition the city from its industrial roots into a tech hub.
I believe that we'll actually create a talent surplus, and then you're going to see companies start moving to this region to take advantage of that surplus.
And just like Square, he says if LaunchCode's training and job placement model works here, it can work anywhere. In St. Louis, I'm Tim Lloyd for Marketplace.